Well, thank you, Barney and Vicki and Bob and Jeannie for asking me to teach and share tonight, and all the people on the conference call. What a blessing it is to be able to do this, and I'm really thrilled at sharing something tonight that I think is really going to bless a lot of people. The title of the teaching is called Boast in the Lord. And when you hear the word boast, most Christians, when they hear somebody saying something about boasting or boast, they have a negative connotation about it, or they know it's a wrong thing to do. And that's rightly so, because in James chapter 4, verse 13 through 16, it talks about there being an evil boasting. And it says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what's your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now rejoice in your boastings. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing or boasting is evil. And in James 3:5, it says, even so the tongue is a little member, and it boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. There's supposed to be no boasting in the flesh. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, it says, and again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory or boast in men, for all things are yours. Now, this word boast is used over 60-some times in the New Testament. But because of the King James Version, the words are changed for different various English words, whereas in the Greek and the Aramaic, it's very clear. It's easy to pick out. And I wanted to read, I'm going to, from pretty much here on out, I'm just going to use the word boast in place of even the King James words, because that's what it means. In Psalms 34:2, it says, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. And this is what Charles Spurgeon said about this verse. He said, boasting is a natural propensity, and if used as here, the more the better. The exaltation of this verse is not mere boasting of the tongue. My soul is in it. The boasting is meant and felt before it is expressed. What scope of holy boasting in Jehovah? His person, attributes, covenant, promises, works, and a thousand things besides are all incomparable, unparalleled, and matchless. We may cry them up as we please and will never be convicted of vain and empty speech when doing so. In Psalms 44:8 is another verse. It says, in God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. Another psalm is 64:10. It says, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in his heart shall boast. And another psalm, these are just wonderful verses that talk about boasting in the Lord. Glory, Psalm 105:3, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them boast that seek the Lord. And I have a neighbor who's a fellow contractor, and he does similar work that I do, only he's a much bigger company. Went over there to talk to him one day, and the guy just spends all the time talking to me, boasting about how many people he's got working for him, how many jobs he has, how much money he's making, how many toys he's bought and purchased and everything. And I just sort of sit there and look at them and sort of pity them, actually, that, boy, if you really knew the Word of God and what's really important in life, that stuff is nothing. And I'd like to read from the Amplified Bible and a verse on Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, which pretty much sums up what I just said. And thus says the Lord, let not the one who is wise and skillful boast in his insight. Let not the one who is mighty and powerful boast in his strength. Let not the one who is rich boast in his temporal satisfactions and earthly abundance. But let the one who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me and acknowledges me and honors me as God and recognizes without any doubt that I am the Lord who practices loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. This boasting is pretty incredible. One of the words that should be a key word in 2 Corinthians is the word boast. It's actually used more than 27 times at least, and in chapters 10, 11, and 12, it completely is the theme. In Philippians chapter 1, I'm going to read a couple of verses from Philippians here. Verse 26 says that the rejoicing, okay, I blew it, that's a King James word, that your boasting may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. And chapter 2, verse 16, holding forth the word of life, that I may boast in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Also in Philippians, chapter 3, verse 3, says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in his spirit, and we boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. All our boasting is about God. It's about what Jesus Christ accomplished. Those are the things we are to boast about. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 4, there's another verse here. It says, but let every man prove his own work, and then he shall have boasting in himself alone and not in another. Like I said, that in the Greek and in the Aramaic, you would see these verses stand out a lot easier. And I'm going to read from the Aramaic translation of Jan's on Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. These are Romans 1 through 5 is a real magnified section of the Word of God. It's actually got two figures of speech right there. And that's a figure of speech, ellipsis and climax. And you'll see how the climax works just by in her translation. It's real easy to see it. Therefore, verse 1, because we are justified by faith, we have peace toward God by our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we were brought by faith to this grace in which we stand and boast in the hope of glory of God. And not only so, but we also boast in our adversities, because we know that adversity perfects patience in us, and patience perfects experience, and experience perfects hope. Now, this word perfect is sort of a word that's supplied. That's the figure of speech of the ellipsis. But it keeps building, and that's the climax part of these verses here. And then hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. And you go down to verse 11, it also says, and not only so, but also we boast in God by way of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have now received reconciliation. This is really very interesting, and this is a word also that was taught a long time ago, and I think a lot of people have gotten away from understanding what this means. In the Greek, it's real obvious to see it because it's the Greek word kai, and it always comes before the pronoun. And it says here, the emphasis is, but also we boast in God, or boast of God. And that's the emphasis in this verse. If you wanted a definition right out of the Word of God for boasting, that would be 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Says here, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in the simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to your Jew. For we write none other things unto you that we read or acknowledge, and I trust that ye acknowledge even to the end. As also ye have acknowledged us in part, that we are your boasting, even as also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. This boasting, you know, we're to tell, one of the praise words in the Old Testament is the word yada, the Hebrew word yada. And the praise word means, it's the word for thanks that we have in English, but it really means, I will tell your name, or I will boast about you. I'll tell about you, tell about all your wonderful works and everything. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's the pure, the right boasting. It's not in anything that we do. It's what God has done through Christ Jesus for us. There's some more verses here. Let's see. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 12, I might have to skip a couple of these verses here. In 2 Corinthians 5, 12, it talks about boasting in, we commend not ourselves again unto you, but we give you an occasion to boast on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which boast in appearance and not in heart. Chapter 7, verse 4 says, great is my boldness in speech towards you. Great is my boasting of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation. It's a great way to cut around tribulation, is to boast about one another in Christ Jesus. Chapter 8, verse 24, wherefore show ye to them and before the churches a proof of your love and of the boasting on your behalf. This is the same with chapter 9, verse 1. These are about, abundant sharing and boasting about that. For as touching the ministering of the saints, it is superfluous for me to write. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them in Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and his zeal hath provoked very many. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf. That is, as I said, ye may be ready, lest happily, if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. But they weren't. They were boasting because they were really giving like crazy, and they saw it. There's another section here in 2 Corinthians 10, 8 through 18, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's not, but in the Aramaic, you will see just in these verses here how many times the word boasting is used just in these verses. Let's see. Several times. And it's the context of 2 Corinthians. I will read the last two verses, though, because that's right from the Old Testament quote. Verse 17, it says, "But he who boasts, let him boast in the Lord. For he who praises himself, that one is not approved, but whom the Lord will praise." You boast in the Lord, and the Lord will exalt you. He will take care of you. It says in the Passion Translation, the next verse. So let's be clear. To have the Lord's approval and commendation is of greater value than bragging about oneself. And if you were to read, I'm not going to go into this, but if you read 2 Corinthians 11 and 12 along with chapter 10, you will see Paul boasting greatly. And a lot of his boasting is about his infirmities. Some of it's about what God's doing for him in his life, what Christ has done for him. And it all is, you know, pointing, that's what he needed to have to keep him carrying on. And God showed him some of the glory that was to come. In Hebrews chapter, well, let's go to Romans 15 first. Romans 15, 17. It says, "I have therefore whereof that I may boast through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God." I think it was another place where Paul said, he said, "I'm not going to let anybody stop me from boasting." Nope, not at all. Something like that. In Hebrews 3, 6, it says, "But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the boasting of the hope firm unto the end." We are to boast about the return of Christ. And that is what carries us through. I'd like to close with 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. And you probably have not seen some of these verses ever linked with boasting, because you've seen either the words joy, rejoicing, or glory. But here in verse 19, it says, "For what is our hope or our joy or crown of boasting? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?" And that's the boasting of all boasting. When Christ comes back, boy, oh boy, we all going to be patting each other on the back and praising God, singing a new song. So God bless you all. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome, Mike. How about having a word of prayer, sir?
Sure. Well, dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that your word is very clear, and it speaks for itself, and that we can not brag about ourselves or about our accomplishments on this earth, or even our spiritual accomplishments, Father, but that we can boast in you. We can boast about what your Son, Jesus Christ, did for us. We can boast about your love, your greatness, your care for us, and your concern. Boast about the gifts you've given to us. We thank you, God, for just the awesome opportunity that we have our tongue in the right place, boasting about you in the name of Jesus Christ.